Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Patriots. Welcome to The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, back by popular demand after a 2.5-week or 2-week hiatus. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday.
Yes.
Where the truth of God is black and white.
Absolutely. Yeah, so a brief explanation for those of you who don't follow us on Telegram. We were reaching a point where we had to make a decision based on finances to continue with the show because of the lack of financial support. We're listener supported. And then had a serious situation in the family that required attention. And so that's why the timing of everything, it was abrupt. And the outpouring of support from all of you has just been incredible, amazing.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Many of you have said, you know, hey, well, I'm going to continue to support you. Or, you know, if you guys are able to get back to doing the show, I will begin supporting you because I hadn't. And so anyways, just really been wonderful. Okay. So we do not have the slot with Liberty Broadcasting at this time. We'll see what opens up in the future, whether it's the whole ACN full network or with Liberty Broadcasting out of the 2-3 stations out of Spokane. But we are going to continue with the podcast. And so what we will do is produce the morning commute for you each morning, 7 a.m., which is our normal broadcast time. And we'll see what the future holds. We also have a couple of other ideas, and we're going to keep those close to the vest right now as we are researching and looking for some other venues and ways to reach you, which we're excited about. And we trust that you will be as well once we get some of the details ironed out here in the next couple of weeks. So until then, we are going to continue the mission and what God has called us to, and revamping the studio and making some major changes here. So we will be with you every morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time with the morning commute. And we'll be keeping to the theme of each day as well. We're looking forward to that.
That's right. I'm so excited to be back. And I, you know, like you were saying, we had such an outpouring from all of our listeners that were heartbroken. There were people that were were basically saying it's as if their favorite band just broke up.
Right.
And so, you know, we had so much of that. It was heartbreaking for us to hear that. And so
right.
But I think the worst part of all of it was people saying, I've never been closer to the Lord than I have been because of this show. And then saying that our show is definitely the best one out there. And we just keep hearing that. And so just to be able to come back and to continue the Lord's work with the word of the day.
Yes.
And especially in this critical time. I mean, it's so important, especially with the eclipse coming up and then Passover on the 23rd. And
yes.
And after all the great lengths that the Lord went to explain to us
to
how
point
important
that out.
Yeah, how important this Passover is going to be. And we've got more. He just jumped right back into where we were before.
Yes.
Where we left off for the word of the day. And so we're excited to be right back on the train.
Yes, know? Absolutely. So. Yeah, here we are in the end times. The United States is about ready to slip away of the Roman Empire and cave in on itself. We have a very unique leader that we want to see get into the White House.
That's right.
And you have a congressional race yourself. Yep. And so there's, you know, there's just a lot going on. So we're back, and thank you all for your prayers and your outpouring of support. And it is good to be with you guys.
That's for sure.
So we've got several items here lined up in the news. There is so much to talk about, but...
Well, and we're watching in France. This is kind of interesting. You can hear in the background this huge protest from various different clips where they're playing music, they're marching against Macron, who wants to be involved in this Ukrainian war.
Oh yeah.
And they're saying we want absolutely nothing to do with it. And so they're basically telling him, no, you do not have the support of the people to get involved in, you know, with any idea of sending troops to Ukraine. They're absolutely 100% against that. And I can't say I blame them. Well, all of the people around the world are looking at this going, this thing needs to end. You know, people are saying, why hasn't anybody called for peace? It's because it's a huge money laundering venture.
And it is a major power shift in this global reset they're trying to pull off. And, you know, citizens around the world have been just taken for a ride by a government that does not represent the majority of the people.
That's right.
And, you know, whether it's being invaded by Muslims and having their borders thrown wide open, getting involved in wars that we have no business being involved in, and the money, the control, all of it, the COVID, just all the lies and all of the control, the people don't want anything to do with it. Now, of course, the leftist media would have you think that everybody in France was just throwing their arms wide open for their nation to be invaded by Muslims.
That's right.
That's not the case. Nope. Same thing in the United States. So, you know, all your usual suspects are going to be portraying this like this is what the people want.
Right.
You know, it's what they're trying to do is portray like the Biden regime as something that all the American people want except for a few wacko Trumpers, you know, but it's they're lies. It's smoke and mirrors and lies.
Yep, all of it. Well, that's what they do best. You know, that's their native tongue. So
yes, it is.
Well, speaking of native tongue, we want to speak against that.
Yes, and tradition. We have a tradition we bring to you in segment one, a word from the Lord every day. So
that's right.
What does the Lord have for us today?
Well, the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 through 42, which reads under the title, "The Scribes and Pharisees Ask for a Sign." Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you." But he answered and said to them, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and indeed a greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and indeed a greater than Solomon is here." And that's it. And this is a fascinating thing, because we had done the most fantastic Bible study on Saturday again, and what we ran across in a sermon, a fantastic sermon by Jim Staley, Pastor Jim Staley, describing all of the towns and cities that this April 8th eclipse is going to be going through, and just what all of that adds up to be pointing to, because people are kind of on the fence going, is this a good sign? Is this a bad sign?
Right.
And apparently it adds up to point out Nineveh, where there are actually towns in America named Nineveh.
Yes.
And it crosses six of them when you combine it all between the other two eclipses as well. And so this whole sermon very clearly laid it out that we'll look at what happened with Jonah, right?
Right.
And there was an eclipse in Nineveh when he was there as well. And so you add eclipses, Nineveh, and Jonah, you know, from this scripture right. today. This is a random turning. This is actually the random turning from yesterday.
Right.
And so we had posted that on our Telegram channel. But this points to you better repent.
Right.
Because you better repent and turn from your wicked ways. And telling this to the church.
Right.
Saying all of my people who are called by my name, which means Christians, had better turn from your wicked ways and repent wholeheartedly, because if you don't, their destruction is coming.
Yeah.
And he's, so I don't know how God could get any bigger of a message across to the United States than that.
The sun, the moon, and the stars, the Bible says, was placed for signs.
Right.
And nowhere has an eclipse meant anything other than an ominous sign.
Right.
And, you know, we dismiss that today because, well, we've moved on. We're not superstitious anymore, right? We left all that behind. But it doesn't change the fact that the Lord put all that in place as signs.
Right.
And the one in 2017 passed through multiple towns, including the very first one named Salem.
Right.
Multiple towns in the path of the first eclipse. The second one crosses the where it crosses, it's the precise point is, isn't it Salem
it's on
Road?
Salem Road.
Right.
Yes. Yep.
So very interesting. But this time we're seeing the eclipse cross the other way and where they intersect or in its path. Now somebody did a fact checker. It's not true that all these towns named Nineveh, right? Because only two of them fall precisely where there's 100% eclipse coverage. Okay.
Oh, right.
So the other ones fall where there is 85% or more blockage of the sun. So,
so the fact checkers were
right.
The lying fact checkers were saying, "Oh, that's not good enough. That's not close enough. That's ridiculous."
Right. Yeah. So they're saying it's false because, I think six of the towns named Nineveh don't fall under where it's 100% total eclipse. It's
right.
It's 85% or higher.
Right.
And so they're trying too hard. But what was the name of the I would say the best presentation that we saw.
Oh, for them to look up on YouTube. Absolutely. We're going to post this on our Telegram channel as well, so that you have the link. But for everyone that is not on our Telegram channel, the title of that on YouTube is called "The 2024 Solar Eclipse and Insane Prophecy Events Are Coming," by Jim Staley, Staley. And so, yeah, we would definitely recommend his above everyone else's. His is so very thorough.
Yep. It was just put up like 8 days ago.
Yep.
And very well done. Interesting, too, that Jesus said, you keep asking for a sign, but the only sign you're going to get is the sign of
the
Jonah.
The resurrection, basically.
The sign of Jonah.
Yeah.
Right. And then he goes on to say, Jonah was 3 days in the belly of the fish, and the Son of Man will be 3 days in the grave.
Right.
But that's not a sign. The sign was when Jonah walked into Nineveh, there was a total eclipse.
Right.
And he warned them, this town is going to be destroyed in 40 days from
right.
now,
yep.
unless you repent. So a lot of people see 2017 as a call for repentance, and this one, 7 years later, crossing paths and covering all of these towns named Nineveh, is the sign. And that is the destruction coming because we haven't repented as
That's
a nation.
Right. And like we were discussing, you had mentioned that the destruction for Nineveh was going to be 40 days later if they didn't repent. So
right.
the eclipse happened, and 40 days later, if they didn't repent, they were going down.
Right.
And so, you know, we have to be pointing this out to every last one of our listeners. And we can't we can't emphasize this strong enough for everybody to share it with your family, share it with your churches, share it with everybody that will listen, because we've got to get on our knees. We've got to humble ourselves,
yes,
and seek his face and repent from our wicked ways and truly turn from them.
That's right.
And so, you know, just the fact that this random turning is exactly on the heels of Nineveh, saying the men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and indeed a greater than Jonah is here. And so same as this, Nineveh would rise up in judgment against this generation here in America if we don't repent as well.
Right, right.
So what a fascinating thing to have pointed out across the whole entire country of the United States.
Yes. These are very interesting times that we're living in. Definitely go check that video out. Several folks have made videos, but the one that we recommend first and foremost is Jim Staley's video, Introduction to the 2024 Solar Eclipse.
Yep.
Really does a great job of using scripture to explain what these signs are and the parallels, and something we should pay attention to, because it's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. It's not a different
right.
God.
That's
he
right.
didn't have a personality shift or a change.
Right.
He still operates the way he does. And he's given us the mercy, grace to give us his word so we can, if we will study it,
yes,
and we'll yep. pursue him, he will reveal things.
Right. Well, you know, and fantastic thing too is we had another listener that just finished listening to our previous week-long series where, you know, the Lord provided all of those numbers added together to
yes.
equal the 23s. And she wrote and she said, yes, but Purim is on March 23rd as well. And so she sent us that information. And so there was one that we missed. We weren't even aware of that.
Right.
So the Jews celebrate Purim on the 23rd of March. So that's just a couple days away from now. And so
right.
so 23, boy, I'll tell you what, 23 is the number in 24.
And what is Purim? It is a Jewish holiday that commemorates the saving of the Jewish people from annihilation at the hands of an official of the Achaemenid Empire named Haman.
Right.
And that's in the book of Esther.
Yep.
So very interesting. The timing of all of this is
no
just
kidding.
Fascinating.
No kidding.
So, well, okay, well, good. Let's take a quick break. And what is that scripture one more time?
Okay, so that was Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 through 42.
42. Got it. Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, praise God.
Yes, indeed. All right. This segment brought to you proudly by JesusAppears.com. Check him out. Don't want to get left behind. Learn what that means. Our King is returning. You can learn more at JesusAppears.com. And we will be back with segment two of the morning commute right after this. The Son of Man.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
I'm Renee Holiday. I'm announcing my candidacy for Congress for District 5 in Eastern Washington as a strong conservative Christian MAGA Republican. We are currently in an existential crisis in America because of weak leadership who have failed to place God first over this nation. They have also failed to keep their oaths of office to uphold and defend the Constitution and the rights of the individual. They have failed to secure our elections and have opened our border to an invasion from over 172 countries. America has never been more vulnerable to attack than we are now. I'm running because Eastern Washington needs a rep with some spine that can stand up to this lawless regime and help bring America back under the safety of our Constitution by securing our elections and closing our border. I have already written the congressional bill to do just that and have been publicly pushing it for the past year. Eastern Washington needs a fighter with a record of being effective in fighting the globalists, and that fighter is me. I have been fighting the globalists for 18 straight years and have written 2 books about it. Eastern Washington needs an effective fighter in D.C., and that fighter is me, Renee Holiday. I need your vote on August 6th, but I need your support right now to kick off my campaign. I'm running to win and to take America back, and I can only do this with your support. Let's get it done together. So you can go to my campaign website at ReneeHolidayForCongress.com. It's spelled ReneeHoladay forCongress.com.
This ad paid for by the Committee to Elect Renee Holiday, Washington Congressional District 5. Welcome back, Patriots. Segment 2 of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment 2 brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. That's prepping2-0.com. Well, Lady Liberty, you know, this individual that we thought had gone away, disappeared into obscurity, raised its ugly head.
Right.
Yeah. So
we had hoped that when Nancy Pelosi was no longer Speaker of the House, that we'd never have to hear from her ever again, right?
Right.
Well, darn it.
Then CNN got an idea.
Then CNN went ahead and gave her a microphone. And so, much to our chagrin, she has more lies to tell. You know, I mean, that's not a surprise. But
yes.
but listen to how she has totally warped everything that Trump has said.
He's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath? There's something wrong here. How respectful I am of the American people and their goodness. But how much more do they have to see from him to understand that this isn't what our country is about? Praising Hitler, praising the Russians, honestly, I mean, condemning our soldiers for losing or dying in war or being captured in war. It said, what's wrong with Russia? They defeated Hitler. What about the millions of Americans who risked or gave their lives? What about him saying that soldiers buried in Europe, he didn't want to visit them because they were losers?
Yeah, that's pretty disgusting right off the bat when she talks about all of the respect that she has for the American people.
Oh, yes.
That right. individual has zero respect for the American people.
That's right. Anytime you have somebody that is just bold-faced lying to you for over 30 years in a row, oh my gosh, she can't stand us. That's why she's doing it. And Marjorie Taylor Greene clarified for Ms. Pelosi. She says, President Trump said the auto industry faces a bloodbath if Biden wins, and he's right.
Right.
And so that was what the Trump statement was, that was so terribly taken out of context and added to whatever Nancy Pelosi wanted you to think about it. And so, oh boy.
Well, oh yeah. Praising Hitler. Says the people that are giving billions of dollars to Nazis that the Russians are defeating again.
Right.
These people are just, they're out there. They're just,
well, they're here to take down
hopeless.
America. They are, they are the biggest enemies that America has seen in ages. And so we've also got another clip here from President Trump who is just hitting it hard. He's nailing it, just every single thing he's saying. And he's describing about how all of these illegal invaders, not only are they so very dangerous, but he is getting them out of this country.
Yep.
Listen to what he has to say.
People are pouring into our country, probably 15 or 16 million people. That's almost larger than any state we have in the union. And they're coming in from places you don't want to know about. So we're going to fix it again. But boy, what a mess. What these people have done to our country, it's almost hard to believe, frankly. The fastest way to reverse every single Biden disaster is to very simply just put me back in office. We'll get it done quick. We'll get it done very quickly.
Well, and boy, isn't he right. He's the right man for the job for getting all of these people expelled back out of our nation.
Yeah.
And like he said, a lot of bad people come in from prisons. Look at what's happening with the new group coming in from Haiti. They're just pouring in by the thousands and thousands. How much can one country handle? And of course, the recent crime where a DHS official on background confirms reporting that this alleged Haitian child rapist entered the U.S. via Biden's CHNV parole program, adding that he was screened and vetted on multiple databases and no derogatory information was available on this man. And yet it says the alleged crime is heinous and individuals should be held responsible to the fullest extent under the law, because apparently this Haitian has done something very, very heinous to a child. And so now we've got Haiti here.
Yep. And this, there's the bloodbath. The bloodbath is going to be, if President Trump doesn't get back in, if this nation doesn't repent, and if he does, he has to be the patriot that the communists are terrified of.
Oh, absolutely.
And
yep,
I mean, bring it. Yep. Bring it hard, bring it aggressively. The American people will back him.
Yep.
And I mean, it's on. This has to happen. Let's pray that it happens before all these sleeper cells are given the order.
That's right.
And yep. What they're saying, I believe, is true. This will dwarf 9/11 and October 7th put together.
Absolutely.
On a massive, terrifying scale. So be ready, patriots. Be vigilant. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.